Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. We thank you for that very much. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Look what you got to look forward to. We're introducing you now. I'll introduce you to an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Paul Casey is the CEO of Casey Communication. He's the author of Is Self-Employment For You? He's also has his very own radio show 2 days a week in the great part of the Northwest around the Seattle, Washington area. He's the guy who helps us think about this thing that we either are doing, our small businesses, or the thing that we're planning, our future small business. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Paul, I have had one of the luxuries of being older is that you have a lot of memories. Hopefully you do. At least I still have a few of my memories, Paul. And being a baby boomer and having come of age in the marketplace in the late 60s and early 70s, and then having worked in the marketplace all these years, I've just seen the evolution of small business. It's just been an interesting thing to see. And the 21st century is quite a bit different for business ownership, for self-employment, than it was, say, 10, 20 years ago, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's staggering, I think, if you were to sit down and, let's say, think about starting a business 20 years ago, which I did.
I did, too.
It was almost right on the target 20 years ago, what I was thinking then and how things have changed. And, Jim, we were just starting it when, let's say, technology was starting to circulate into the consumer's hands into a large extent. Remember, it's easy for us to forget, but, I mean, fax machines were in the mainstream then, but in terms of laptop computers, I mean, just go back 20 years ago and think about a laptop computer, like a Toshiba, what they were like.
They were like a brick.
Yeah, that remember the screen, the light screen and the type, you could barely read it and so on. Those sorts of things, as a matter of fact, the dawn of technology, and that's what essentially I call it, in the sense that it came into, again, a person who's looking at starting a business, that it just revolutionized the way you looked at it, and there were so many more possibilities that came along with it. So, again, I always like to stop for a moment and freeze and go back and think of what it was like running a business then as to oppose what it is now, and it's like night and day.
You know, and then on up in the 70s, when I went to work for Xerox, I actually worked I was actually a teller worker for them. I worked out of an office that I had in my basement. And in those days, I made my living on an Underwood 5 typewriter. I typed out my proposals on a typewriter. You know, my technology was a ballpoint pen and a typewriter, and so I did. You know, I did a lot of professional work in those days, and not to sound like I walked, you know, to school both ways, uphill both ways in the snow, but the thing is you made it work, but I guess the big thing for all and all that we're saying, Paul, is that with the added advantages of the new technology, and look at what we have now. I mean, look at how we communicate, how well we communicate, how easily we communicate, how many different, how productive our communication is, and the ability to manage information. It also adds a degree of complexity and a degree of accelerated, the marketplace is accelerated. All that adds to the degree of difficulty of being a business owner these days, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, because I think there's a lot of businesses now, it's about managing technology. And I think a lot of people have technology manage them. And it's almost too much. And you really have to, like, let's say, answering emails. I mean, there's some staggering statistics out there of how much productivity is lost. And just
because of spam.
For a small business owner, if they're sitting reading email all day, they're not out doing and selling what they should be doing. So there's a real caution light there, too, in terms of, again, you becoming the manager of technology and having it not manage you.
Well, one of the ways I had to do that years ago was to tell my friends, look, guys, I love a joke as much as you do, but don't send me jokes by email. I don't have time to manage all that.
Yes, I'm going through that right now. As a matter of fact, as a friend, I said, hey, I kind of enjoy what you sent me, and I'm getting like 7 a day. And I'm going, okay, I don't know what to do. I just zapping them out now.
I've got 2 or 3 friends. We both feel the same way, and about once a quarter, we may forward one back and forth to each other. But that's it, you know, because we know not to abuse it. But, you know, the thing that I want to tell you, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about not just the new small business owners, but the 20th century business owners who are transitioning into the 21st century.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99.
Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's one. That's the old one, the original one. That's where you can find the new way of listening to the show on the Internet. 4 different capabilities there, 4 different choices that you can make to listen to the podcast, to download, etc. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also don't forget to check out our brand spanking new knowledge base, askjim.biz. Small Business Answers Now. So check it out when you get a chance. Paul Casey is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And Paul, maybe I've got a title for your next book.
Please.
Is 21st Century Self-Employment for You? How about that?
Yeah, that would be a great update, yes, addition. And I'm looking for that new focus, so thank you.
Well, you can help yourself there. Don't forget my commish.
But I got it.
But, you know, the reason I point that out, somebody asked me the other day, you know, is the marketplace too complicated, too competitive, too hot for these young people just starting out in small business? And I say, you know what? I really am not worried so much about the young people who are just starting a business in the 21st century. I'm actually more worried about those companies who were 20th century companies who are struggling becoming 21st century businesses. What do you think about that?
I would agree, because you always tend to be, the biggest thing is to be flexible as an individual and the rebirth and so on, which you need to do all the time. And that's a really hard thing to do. Let's face it, you get into your habits and you march along, you do business the same way it's always been done. And if that's the way you're doing it, you're going to get into trouble quickly. I just read a Gallup poll that came out recently, and when they polled small businesses, it indicated that 1/3 of the businesses now rely on the Internet, which isn't shocking in itself. But then they probed a little bit further, and 1/4, 1 out of every 4 businesses state today, and we're talking small businesses, if they weren't on the Internet, they would be out of business. So, I mean, that's just something when you talk about what it was like 10 or 15, 20 years ago. The Internet didn't exist basically 20 years ago. And look at that. 1 out of 4 businesses have stated in this poll that they would not exist without the Internet. I thought that was staggering. I thought that was very interesting information. So that says right there what we were talking about a little bit earlier, the incredible impact that technology is having on business.
Which is something that you'll find, this is something you'll find interesting. Yesterday, Ramon Ray reminded us that reported to us that in a Wall Street Journal article in the Marketplace section a week or so ago, a writer actually wrote an article about the fact that small businesses don't necessarily need a website. How stupid was that?
Really? That was in the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, Wall Street Journal said that. Now, talk about, obviously, we're talking about a writer who doesn't know anything about business, but that's just preposterous. But you know, the way that I try to help 20th century companies, 2 or 3 things that I try to say that to help them get into the 21st century, get their heads around all this, I tell them, for one thing, I say 96.75% of all the things that you know, you learned in the 20th century. And most of that's obsolete today. Now, that gets their attention. Then I tell them if you're whatever you're doing, look around your operation. Whatever you're doing that you are doing today, exactly the way you did in the 20th century, is probably holding you back.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. You got my attention, certainly, and it's true. It's like you really have to get to the point that if you are operating under that model, what you think you may know may be hurting you now.
Right.
Because of the tremendous transition. I do a lot of marketing for clients and try to help brand them and so on. And one of the things that I look at, and I look around all the time now and see how people have really got to get people's attention a lot quicker. I mean, people with all the technology we're talking about, their attention spans have dropped. Mm-hmm. So it used to be the rule that if you don't get someone's attention within 30 seconds, you lose them. It's more like 5 seconds now.
Right.
If you don't
because they're bombarded with so much stuff, we've become so jaded and almost cynical, haven't we? We have a very quick manipulation antenna, don't we?
That's right. And I mean, mentioning on the break, Jim, we were talking a little about radio. I mean, there's now been implemented into radio a 1 second spot. That just shows how far it's come.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme. You know, another thing I tell people, Paul, is. And I'm doing this in the attempt to help 20th century companies be effective and successful in the 21st century, and that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do. If your father and grandfather always sold shoelaces, then that's fine. If you love shoelaces, okay, fall in love with what you do, but don't fall in love with how you do it.
Yes.
To me, that's what's changed. People still use shoelaces in the 21st century. They just acquire them differently.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, right to that point, Jim, I was talking to someone yesterday on my radio show. They called in. They were talking about a restaurant and how they go about doing certain things. And as we got through it, I found his expertise. He had a really wide expertise and it was really hard to wrap around. And I said, you know, maybe you could become a consultant, again, on the Internet, and actually pass on some of your culinary treats to people and not go and open up a restaurant the traditional way.
Exactly. How about that? That's an interesting suggestion. Good for you. Stand by. Paul Casey and I will be right back. The book is called Is Self-Employment for You by our guest, Paul E. Casey. Stay with us.
That's what I want.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99.
No spaces.
Okay.
Selfemploymentforyou.net.
All right. And the book's there, and where else? Is it online?
It's Amazon.com.
All right, so check it out. Paul, initial E, Casey. Paul, in your book, and I think probably in the past on this show, you've talked to us about what you call the four corners. Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, you know, I always try, and I know, Jim, we're always working on communicating what we say and do in a way that people can grasp onto, again, with competing messages today. And you have to be succinct and to the point. And one of the areas that I think that my book helps and what I try to talk to people is when they visualize a house, I talk about the foundation of the house. And when you go into your small business, that being the most important floor in the whole structure. And that's how you structure it. And in a foundation, there's basically four corners. And what do I consider the most important aspects of business? And number one, I've always heard we can make this easy or we can make this hard. I take a little bit of step further. I don't think it's absolutes, but I think you can make life easier or you can make it harder. And one of the corners is that if you want to make it easier on yourself and increase your prospects for success, you really sit down and try to fill a niche rather than some great idea that you think you have that may or may not be acceptable to people. So what do I mean by that when I say find a niche? Go out there. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. Find something that's been working and then go and duplicate it and just fill a niche that is not being met and do it better. That'd be
I'm
one
so
of the
glad to hear you say that, Paul, because that fits with some of the stuff I've tried to say over the last few years, and that is one of the reasons why our economy is growing is because of what people are doing, what you just said.
Yep.
They're finding all these niches, and the reason that it's happening successfully is for two primary reasons, I think, and this is one of the reasons why I say that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, and that is because more and more people don't want commodities. They can get commodities easy. They know where they can get those. They know how much they cost. They want things customized.
Right.
And the more they want them customized, the more you find niches. And they want one more thing, Paul. They want you to save them time.
Yes.
And in a country where you can actually make a living sitting in line for people, they'll pay you to sit in line for them to hold their place in line. That's about as niche as you get. In a place where you can do that, you can do anything.
Yeah, well, I talked to someone the other day about that. They call it the pain factor. Whatever you can do to alleviate your customer's pain,
yeah.
That's what you should be thinking about.
Well,
so
and
one
I think
of the corners.
Go ahead.
Two is experience. That'd be the other corner. Life experiences, I think, are so key. And if the more you've lived life, the more you've experienced, and that means setbacks. I mean, you've been fired from a job, maybe.
Right.
What are your bounce back capabilities, and so on? You're measuring about whether self-employment is for you. I think if you've experienced more life experiences and you've handled them well, then I think that's another corner that you could look at yourself and say, my prospects for success are higher.
So finding niches and what are your life experiences?
Yes, and that would be another one. And experience in your field. I mean, that's the part of experience, too. Another corner would be core competencies. I think it's better to be good at many things going into business if you're looking at doing it than excellent at just one or two things. I think, again, the more you have in terms of financial capabilities, you don't have to be a genius, but you certainly have to understand cash flow.
You got to have a working knowledge of a lot of different things. Even though your core competency is in one industry, you got to have a working knowledge of the operation of the business, don't you?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And then the final corner would be ethics and integrity.
Yeah.
You're in this for the long term. You want to serve people well, and the biggest thing you want to do when you're going to small business is repeat customers. It's very expensive to go out and keep bringing on new customers and so on. So ethics and integrity, whatever you
do. I'm so glad that you brought that up, Paul. I really am so glad. Our ethics expert, Lynn Morella, says he calls ethics devotion to the unenforceable.
I like that.
And I like I like that, and I especially like what Albert Camus, the French Nobel laureate, said once. He said, "Integrity has no need of rules."
Yes, you either get that or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You either get integrity or you don't. And all I can say is that you have to work. Work is a lot easier. Your prospects for success will be enormously enhanced.
Yeah.
If you go with that every day and you make it automatic.
But it can't be a means to an end. It's got to be a way of life.
Absolutely.
It's self-employment for you. That's the book by Paul Casey. Thanks, Paul, for being here. Good job today,
as
always.
My pleasure, as always.
And it's selfemploymentforyou.net, by the way, is his website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember, folks, never let perfection be the enemy of the good.
¿Ya están listos? Un día vimos un cartel que anunciaba...
En un pueblo de Nuevo México, en la guardería de Columbus, los niños de jornaleros han terminado de comer su almuerzo. Ahora se están poniendo cómodos para oír un cuento y hacer la siesta. Pero hace poco, su día habría sido muy diferente.
Antes que comenzó este programa, los niños iban con los padres a trabajar o se quedaban solos en la casa.
Brenda Villegas es la directora de la guardería quien vino a trabajar con las mujeres en progreso.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.